Mather stuck his head into the room.
"He's on his way, Willow."
Swan grunted, opened shutters for more light. He looked out at Blade's camp and its satellites. The gods themselves were on Blade's team. Recruits had been arriving in droves. None of them wanted to enlist in the Radisha's guard. He'd had high hopes when he had invented that. But the Radisha's name carried less weight here than Blade's. And damn him, he was as stubborn about sticking with Lady as Cordy was about the Radisha.
"Cordy, Cordy, why the hell don't we just go home?" he muttered to himself.
Blade came in, escorted by Mather. That human stump Sindhu was right behind them. He was like Blade's shadow anymore. Swan did not like the man. He was creepy. Blade said,
"Cordy says you have something."
"Yeah, we finally got one up on you." He had begun fielding patrols of his own after Blade started expanding southward. "Our boys grabbed some prisoners."
"I know."
Of course he did. There was no hiding from each other here. They did not try. They remained friends, however much they disagreed. Blade did most of his planning in that room, on the map table there. Anything Swan wanted to know, he could see right there.
"There was a big dust-up at Dejagore the other night. Shadow Spinner hit the burg with everything he had. He grabbed our friends by the short hairs. Then what should pop up but two giant fire breathers riding in black armor, flinging thunderbolts around and kicking ass wholesale. When the smoke cleared away, it was the Shadowlanders that got whooped. One of the prisoners saw it with his own eyes. He said Shadow Spinner had to yank everything out of his trick bag to hold those two off. Here's the way they say it went down."
Swan kept a close eye on Blade while he chattered. There was some emotion showing through that bland facade. He finished his tale.
"What you think, old buddy? Those two miracle visitors sound like anybody we know?"
"Lady and Croaker, in their costume armor."
"Bingo, but..."
"He's dead and she's in Taglios."
"Two in a row. Give the man a prize, I think. So what the hell really went down? Sindhu, what you grinning about, man?"
"Kina."
The others looked hard at the broad man. Mather said,
"Descriptions again, Willow."
Swan repeated. Mather said, "Kina, the way she's described by people who know her."
"Not her," Sindhu said. "Kina sleeps. The daughter is bound in flesh."
Sindhu's association with the Deceivers was an open secret, but he was not much help. Usually it was like this. He would say one thing, then contradict himself. Swan said,
"I'm not going to try to figure that out, buddy. Somebody fits the description, went in, and tore them new buttholes down there.
Kina or not Kina, I don't care. Somebody wanted people to think Kina, right?" Sindhu nodded.
"So who was that with her? That fit anywhere?"
Sindhu shook his head.
"This confuses me."
Mather hoisted himself to a seat in the window. Swan shuddered. Cordy had a 40-foot drop behind him. He said,
"Be quiet. Let me think."
Swan echoed,
"Quiet! Let him!"
Cordy was a genius when he took the trouble. They waited. Swan paced. Blade studied the map. He let no time waste. Sindhu remained impassive and still, yet seemed shaken.